everybody. We didn't give the Sfirot class for a long, long time. So welcome, welcome, welcome. So I try, you know, some of you not have been in the beginning, try to listen to my classes from the beginning because somehow in this specific type of study, sometimes hard to connect. I do the best I can to connect everything to the beginning. But we cannot always go back to the beginning. We need to move forward sometimes. So we already start talking about the difference between the circular vessel and the linear vessel. But because we're not yet there for everybody, I'm going to try to capture something that we did a few weeks ago. And I'm going to read it first in Hebrew. לפי המבואר תבין היטב כי האור העליון אינו פוסק מלהאיר לנאצלים אפילו לרגע. We need to understand that the upper light never stops shining, never stops giving לנאצלים, to the emanated, even for a second. ואינו נופל חס ושלום תחת המקרה והחידוש, and it's not, God forbid, falling into a coincidence or to something new, אלא שהוא במצב המנוחה המוחלטת. The light itself, the blessing of the light, and I remind you, the light is the light that comes from the essence of the Creator. The light is never moved. There is no movement in the light as we think it. We think sometimes there is movement, but the light never moves anywhere. The movement showed there is something lacking in the system. When a person moves, even in a physical universe, a person moves from one point to another is because they don't have. But when you have everything, there is no reason to move. So movement by itself shows there is chisaron, there is lack of something. So that's why it cannot be that the light itself fall into a coincidence, into a random. וכל עניין הצמצום, all the idea of the צמצום, צמצום, if you translate it literally, mean contraction, all the idea of the צמצום, והסתלקות האור האמורים כאן, all the idea of the contraction and the light being removed from the receiver that we talk about, אינם אמורים אלא בערך התפעלותו וקבלתו של הכלי. It's only talking from the כלי point of view. כלי mean vessel or container. Okay? So when we're talking about from the point of the receiver or the container, yes, it seems like there is no light there. But it's almost like me closing my eyes and there is no light. But is there really there is no light? No, there is no such a thing. So people sometimes think, you know, God left them or God is not with them or the Creator is not with them. There is no such a thing. There is no such a thing. There is no bad day or bad luck. It's always good luck. It's always good day. It's always amazing. But, you know, we're not always connecting to it. We need to tap into that type of energy, and we need to know how to do it. But there is no such a thing from God's point of view that it's negative or it's missing anything. What do we call this kli in a different language? Nekuda emtsait, middle point. If you remember, in one point, we explained that there is different level of desire. The nekuda emtsait, you can call it nekuda emtsait, middle point, you can call it malchut of ensof, you call it the malchut of the endless. You can name it whatever you feel comfortable with, but more important, you understand what it means. That's more important than what you're naming it. It doesn't matter what you're naming it. You can call it candy, but you need to remember what it means. So the nekuda emtsait, as Rav Ashla calling it in the name of the Ari, it's basically that aspect of the receiver or the aspect of the vessel or the aspect of the container that want to receive the most. Yes? I repeat again. The nekuda emtsait, the middle point, is the aspect of the receiver who have the strongest desire. Because in every container, there is four levels of desire. You need to remember that. Please, this is something you have to register. Four levels of desire. You can call it in Sfirot style. You can call it Chokhmah, Bina, Zera, Pin, Malchut. Or you can call it stage one, stage two, stage three, and stage four. But stage four is the strongest desire. Or phase four, if you want. Why it have to go in stages? Because desire has not been built right away. The desire is going to build through a system. Desire is not, how can desire come from something that has no desire? If we talk about the endless light has no desire. So where is the desire came from? Right? I mean, is the Creator has any desire? No desire for the Creator. There's no such a thing. So how the desire born from something that has no desire? So the way we explain this axiom, we call it yesh me'ain. Something from nothing. I saw a person in Israel who actually put a shirt And I say, Yesh Me'ain, I love this shirt. We have to make this shirt. Yesh Me'ain, something from nothing. So when we're talking about, to get into an understanding of how the desire was built, so the desire has to be built in stages. Now, if you understand those stages of desire, you will eventually understand everything about what you're going through in life. So stage now, number one, and again, I'm repeating it in every class, even I don't want to, I have to. It's my responsibility, because if we don't know that by heart, we will miss a lot on the study. So stage number one is the creator or the light or whatever you want to name it, offer a gift. But we don't have a desire for that gift because we were made of light. Not we, I mean, I'm talking about the vessel, okay? So the receiver has no desire. So why is the receiver receive the light? Because the light told them to. I'm telling you to receive. Now, how many of that desire is a real desire? Nothing. It's a zero, zero desire, 100% capacity. So we have 100% capacity and zero amount of desire. So I want because I was told to want it. So now what I do, I receive it. Why am I receiving it? Because I've been told to receive it. That's called stage one. If you want the name in Kabbalistic term, it's called Chokmah. You can call it Chokmah. If you want the Kabbalistic term on the name of God, the Tachigamatan, that's called the Yud, the letter Yud. If you want more, I give you more. But that's the basic. Then it's develop the desire. And the desire raises itself into, I want to give. This is more personality now. Now, you might ask yourself, hey, Eliyahu, this is a, I want to give. Giving is not a desire. Well, it is. You wanted to give. Remember, in Chokmah, in stage number one, it was not even desire not to receive and not to give. It was nothing going on there. It was flat. It was no opinion. I just received because the light, the creator said to me, hey, be here because I need to give. You got to be the receiver. That's called Chokmah. Okay? In Binah, or the second stage, I want to give. I'm not giving it, but I have a desire for it. Now we're going to the third. And the letter, if you want, from the Tachigrammaton is the letter Hey. The stage number three now, I'm giving everything. I'm giving everything. That letter that relates to it is the letter Vav. From the Tachigrammaton. And the last one is the Nekuda Emtzait, is the middle point, is the Malchut of Ein Sof, is the real desire. Now I have nothing. Once I have nothing, what do I want? Everything. So now the last letter is again A as well, and it's called Malchut. So now what happened? The true desire happened when? The true desire happened when I basically had nothing. So now because I had nothing, now I desire everything. How much do I desire based on that thing that I have nothing? So the true desire that exists within the vessel point of view, not within the light point of view, it's only come when you have nothing. What do you learn about your life? You cannot really want something until you're empty. So people say to you, I want it a lot. You want it as much as you don't have it. You can want something if you already have it. It's very difficult. The only engine that can create it is called appreciation. People look at appreciation as a manner of things. Appreciation is a vehicle. It's almost like a trick to get yourself going with your desire again. When somebody don't appreciate you, they cannot receive from you. You want to give them. Many parents want to give the kids everything, but the kids have no appreciation. What's the value of what that you give to your kids if they don't appreciate it? Zero. What do you think the value of it? 100. But they don't appreciate it. So what happened to the value? You think it's 100. You give the Mercedes to your son, to your daughter. You think you give a nice car. It's actually very nice. What is for them? Nothing. Bicycle. If you would see how they see it and how you see it, they've been storming. But it doesn't mean that your child is bad or you are not smart. Don't go there. Just understand the point of the desire. The desire comes, what is your value of water if you walk 2 days in the desert? Or if you fast? Or if you go to one of those hot yoga, you know the hot yoga now? That people go inside these places that It's like steam or something. I don't know. And I never try, but one day I want to do that. They go and they sit with a bottle of water and they stretch. And let's say they don't give them water, they have to stay two hours there or three. They appreciate water. Every water you're going to sell them while you're there, say, this water is very special. What happened? The value of appreciation comes from lack. You don't have. You know, what happened a lot of time in the couples when they marry? They don't value each other anymore because they fulfill. They think they can have each other forever. And that's why they fulfill. Unfortunately, if somebody gets sick or something go wrong or something not working, all of a sudden there is so much value for what they had. We don't want to get to a point that we lose something to want it really bad. Because that's called malchut level. That's called middle point. Nekuda emtsait. So the only place where the tzimtzum, when the contraction took a place, was in the middle point. Because the tzimtzum can only work on wherever there is a true desire. The true desire only happens where there is a tzimtzum. Where there is, a desire. So the tzimtzum, the contraction, it's looking for the strongest desire. That's the only thing is stopped. The tzimtzum will not happen in Chokhmah. The tzimtzum will not happen in Bina. The tzimtzum will not happen in Ze'er Anpin. The tzimtzum will not happen in Yud Kei Vav, in the three letters of the Tetragrammaton and the first one, only in the last one. And where are we? We are in the universe where we live. It's called Asiya. A-S-I-A. Asiya. Olam Asiya. We are here. What is our job in this life? We're supposed to restrict ourselves all day long. We're supposed to resist what we want. This is our entire job. This is the entire life. If you want to know what are you doing every day? Tzimtzumim. You're doing contraction. You want it too much? What do you teach your kids? Hey, you want it too much? Let it go. That's what we're doing all day long. So when you look at life, you know, it's all about being capable of saying no. The person, the strongest person in the room is not the person that achieves everything. The strongest person in the room is the person that overcomes everything. And there is a big difference between achieving and overcoming. When you achieve something, somebody achieved money, somebody achieved success, somebody achieved fame, it's nice. What did they overcome to get there? That's overcoming the Bchina Dalet, the fourth phase, or overcoming the strongest desire, because they were able to do a tzimtzum, to do a contraction for what they want. And that's hard. What makes Yosef a tzaddik, Yosef a tzaddik? What makes Joseph the righteous, Joseph the righteous? How did he become Joseph the righteous? He was able to resist the sexual temptation he had. Okay? Some people are able to restrict the temptation for money, temptation for drugs, temptation for food. Every person has a story. You know, everybody come up with a story. There's no such a thing as somebody is a completely perfect person, because then he's not a person. He's either an angel or God. So we all have issue. We all have shtick. We all have something. We come up with something here. So just find out what is your strongest desire and are you capable of controlling it. And if you're not capable of controlling it, then you don't do the tzimtzum on your p'china dalet, on the middle point. You understand? So you have a middle point. Everybody has a middle point. Everybody has a strong desire. You gotta look. Some people it's anger. Some people they have to be right in every argument. We have something. Jealousy, ayin hara, speaking bad behind somebody's back, wishing them bad. Look at yourself and get to the p'china dalet. Now, in the endless, when the tzimtzum took a place, when the contraction took a place, what exactly happened? The main part of the vessel, which is the fourth phase, say, I don't want to receive. Now we know in Ruchani, in spirituality, and kfiya beruchani. There is no coercion in the spirituality. You're not allowed to force spirituality because you can't force something. So once the vessel, once the kli, once the vehicle, that container, say, I don't want it, that's called the tzimtzum. Can give it light. Why would the container say, I don't want it? Because the container want to decorate itself to become like the light. Why would the container want to become like the light? You are a receiver, I'm a giver, be quiet. the container DNA was the same DNA of the light. They are the same thing. Where is the container came from? Light. What's the difference between the light and the vessel? Nothing. They are the same thing. One is intelligent to receive, and one is intelligent to give. That's it. That's the beginning and the end of the story. Now, has the desire been developed from point A, if you remember, first the light give you and you have to get, second you want to give, third you're giving, fourth you don't have anything, now the true desire come out. That's true essence of the desire. Say no. When you say no, the light cannot give. So what happened? You stay in the dark. But Rav Ashlag tried to explain that you don't stay in the dark because the light changed. The light stayed the same. And it's a very important understanding for us about life. The light always stays the same. I know a lot of people try to give God the human emotions. You know, God will angry with me, God love me, God forgive me. The light, God, the creator, there is no such a thing as the ups and downs that we go through. It never exists, never will exist. So that's why it's a very important understanding, because you're going to start to look at life like, it doesn't matter what you do it for yourself. You don't do it for God. If you want to put your finger into the socket and then you complain to the electric company that look what happened to me, it's silly. So try to imagine that the creator is like that electric force. You either can connect by putting your two finger, or you can connect the light to help the camera to have some light. Okay, you need to learn how to connect. Very simple. But it's not, it's a bad mood. You need to learn the technology. You put your finger, you're going to die. Simple. But it's not against you. You know? Against you. Oh, God doesn't love you. Because, I don't know, because he didn't fast that day. Oh, my God. He's after you now. Oh, my God. But it's not work like this. You are after you. You are the one who destroying yourself. You are the one who blemish yourself. Because there is rules of regulation after the Tzimtzum, after the contraction, that we need to apply them. And once you apply those rules and regulation, things working for you. Things actually working well for you. But it's not like something that God will love you or hate you. It's about simple. There is rules, you know. For example, if you jump from the Empire State Building, the probability that you stay alive is not high. It's actually very low. So you cannot say, God, where have you been when I throw myself off the building? It's silly, right? The same thing. So the Bechina Dalet, the fourth phase, which is the Malchut, is the strongest desire. On that place, only on that place, the Tzimtzum take a place. I want to make sure it stay in your mind strong. So it's written here that the light never change, only from the receiver point of view. אף על פי שהאור העליון לא פסק מלהאיר, מכל מקום הכלי לא קיבל עתה כלום מהרתו. Even the light didn't stop shine. From anyhow, the receiver, the container, didn't receive a thing. משום שמיעטה את עצמה, דהיינו שמיעט את הרצון לקבל שבא. דהיינו שלא לקבל מבחינת דלת שהיא הנקודה האמצעית ממש. Now, the container said, I don't want to receive anything. I'm here to become like the light. What does that mean to become like the light? To become a giver. But you're never born to become a giver. You're born to be a receiver. So, no, I want to give to. Okay, that's the virus. That's the beginning. If you want to know where the virus begins, that's a virus. אלא רק בגימל הבחינות הקודמות הנמצאות בה שהרצון לקבל קלוש בהם, והרצון להשפיע שולט שם יותר, באופן שהאור עליון לא נתפעל כלל מן הצמצום. What happened? Now there are four levels of desire. Do you remember all the four by heart? Do you remember out the four? So what's the first? Chokhmah. Chokhmah? Very good. Very good, very good. Now what Chokhmah mean? More important for me, the meaning, not the name. What does that mean? Very good, very good. And what happened in Bina?
Desire starts to develop.
And what?
Starts to give.
I wanted to give. Very good. And three?
It's giving.
I'm giving, very good.
And fourth, I'm giving everything.
And fourth, I want everything because I don't have anything. So that's the true essence of the desire. Now, that desire, that's where the Tzimtzum took a place. That's where the contraction took a place. So if you close that strongest desire, what left? Only those three levels. But in the three levels, there is very little amount of desire. It's not a real desire. You understand me, everybody? It's only small amount of desire. It's relative, like to the fourth one, it's almost nothing. Yes? Is that clear?
Yes.
Is that clear? I don't want you just to move the head like the dog in my car and say, I agree with you. No, it's very important to understand that more than to agree with me. If you agree with me, it doesn't matter.
Could you explain it a little bit again? So the first
Which one?
Level,
first level, yeah?
The first level is wanting.
First level is you receive because the light put you there as a receiver. It's called Chokhmah.
Does that mean you're a flower receiving the light from the sun?
You can call it like this. You can call it. You are like in a vegetarian stage of mind, kind of. You have no personality in a way. You're just receiving because you've been told to receive. That's the first level.
It's a pure channel.
Huh?
It's a pure channel.
Pure. You can call it pure channel. And it's called Chokhmah. And later on we'll study about like order Chokhmah, light of wisdom. It's so beautiful there, but there's nothing going on.
Second level is desiring to give.
That, second level is developing of a desire to share, not to receive, to share.
To give,
yeah. To share. So you want to share. You want to share. That's called Bina. If you want me to add more information, I don't want to blow your mind, but that's the moment that Orda Chasadim been developed. Light of mercy been developed. You don't want to go there too much. It's good enough. If you remember the four level. And the third level is the Heranpin. It's a giving already of the light that you have in you. And the fourth level, you want to receive whatever you had in the first level. But now you want it. Not because the light want to give it to you now. You want it. You have an attitude. You have a personality. I want it all. But in Chokhmah, you receive it all. So what happened in Malchut? Look at the funny part. It's 100%. It's a 99% desire and 1% capacity. So in Chokhmah, it's kind of 1% desire maybe on 99% capacity. So where do you want to be in life? Do you want to be in a place where you receive everything but you have no desire for it? Or you want to be in life that you receive very little bit but you have desire for all of it? No. I just use appreciation and gratitude just as a part of the study, like how do we keep the desire going? That's a side note.
But I'm just saying, if I look at desire and I look at receiving what I desire, I think that the third piece would be gratitude. Isn't the response to
I don't want to go to there because the danger of going to words like this, like appreciation and gratitude when we study that, it might confuse us that the dry information that the Ari and Rav Ashlag want to give us. So it might be true, but personally I don't want to use it because it will take us to another level. It will sound like a manners lecture, and I don't want to do that. But it might be true, you know. So if it makes you comfortable, use it. I will not.
It helps me recognize.
No problem. As I say, if it helps you, then use it. I'm totally supporting it. So in life, you have to understand that. Where do you want to be? You want to have strong desire and be always running on empty? Or you want to have almost no desire and always be fulfilled? Because you have two type of people in life. There is people that, they fulfill. You know, they say in Hebrew, they say that God gives sometimes nuts to people who don't have even at least to break them, right? You know, so, and sometimes you see people who have everything and they have no idea what to do with it. And some people are doing all this Tony Robbins, Zig Ziglar, all the thing, how to make money, and still running on empty. Does that mean the desire is greater than the others? Or that mean they don't even see what they have? We don't know. I mean, I'm just throwing the question to you. As it relates to the story here. And the idea here, the Tzimtzum took a place only in the strongest desire of the vessel. This is something you have to remember. The tzimtzum, the contraction, the restriction, the resistance, only took a place on Prina Dalet, only took a place on the strongest desire in the vessel. You must remember that. The tzimtzum didn't take a place on the three other levels of desire. Please remember that. The tzimtzum didn't take a place on the other level of desire. And because of that, now the other levels do get the light. But how much light they get? Based on the desire. You can only get blessing based on your desire for that blessing. So if you feel you're missing something in your life, is you don't desire it yet. You feel like, hey, I do desire it. How come I don't get it? No, don't desire it. There's something else that you desire more. You know, it's like somebody want money so much, but they want more the pride that comes with the money. So the pride is their drive, not the money. You understand? So you need to go inside of yourself and see what's your true essence of your desire. And it say, Shaor ha'elyon lo nitpa'el klal me'ana tzimtzum. The light could care less for the tzimtzum. What did the light care? Is God care if you close your eyes or open your eyes? Is God going to change the universe because you close your eyes? No. Everything will operate the same. You can close your eyes, but things continue. So when a person do tzimtzum, when a person do contraction, they say, oh, I don't want it. You know, you can do that. It's good. It's a good practice for you. But don't expect it as a reward from the Creator, from God, to give you because of you say, okay, I'm going to let go now of cigarette. I'm going to let go now of food. I'm going to let go now of addiction. You're doing it for you. Don't look for a reward because you say no to something you couldn't control yourself taking. You should say thank you that you're capable to say no to something you couldn't resist before. That's the reward. The reward is the act itself. So the light is shining the same way as in the Ein Sof. The same way. כן מאיר גם בעת הצמצום ולאחר הצמצום, כל העולמות כולם ואפילו בעולם עשייה. The light shine even in this world, the world of action. The world of action where nothing is going on from the light point of view. Even here it's the same like the endless. Even here. בלי שום הפסק אפילו לרגע. It never stopped. אלא הכלים בעצמם עושים את כל השינויים הללו. The kelim, the container, the vessels based on the desire, making us feel like there is a difference. So when people say that I have a bad day, there's no better day. There's no bad day. I have a good day, there's no good day. It's the same. Same all the time. Always will be the same. The way we experiencing it is bad. You see a lion chase a zebra. Sometimes we watch Discovery Channel and the zebra made it. Everybody clapped their hand. Yeah, yeah. Nobody see the lion go back home and say, honey, there's nothing to eat. No dinner tonight. We don't see that point of view. So we so relate to the result of what happened. We don't think. I mean, I talked to somebody yesterday. He took me to a fancy restaurant. And you know what you do in a fancy restaurant? You take a knife and fork and you cut a cow, right? I said, the old days, 200 years ago, I'm sure the cow was in the field and you can hear the grabbing the cow into another place to slaughter the cow and then they cut and then take time until the steak comes to your table. But today we're different, right? We're wearing suit and we're talking about different things. Oh my God, you saw the news? And we're cutting that dead cow and we're eating it as we have a very intellectual conversation. In the old days, you could hear the cow and fighting and everything. So no, I mean, so he started laughing but as I'm saying so. Why am I sharing with you this right now? Because we experience some change based on us. There's no really change. There's nothing going on. You need to know, nothing going on. From the light point of view, same. Same. Now, why am I not experiencing the blessing all the time? Why there is good day, a bad day? Well, that's already depends on what you do with your desire. What do you do? What do you want from your life today? People ask you, what is it you want, right? Confused. All of a sudden, when people ask you what you want, everything come out. I think I want love. I want healthy money. I want to live forever. Can I have another one, please? And can I have my family live forever too? People, like, we are desiring things as we choose. We confuse everything. From the light point of view, from the endless, give us everything. Everything. But we don't understand everything. Why? Because we are a container under tzimtzum. We are a container under restriction. We are a container under resistance. We are a container that not experience the true essence of the light. We experience our contraction. We close the eyes, we can see everything. How much light the sun has? A lot. but it has to go through a resistor. What is the resistor? The atmosphere. The atmosphere balance, take part of what the sun give us, and God forbid, block whatever the sun can kill us. So this is also a container. This is the timtum around our planet. This is the contraction that is able to filter the light of the sun. Otherwise, the sun will kill you. So here we go. You have that. In your ears, you have the drums, right? You don't hear everything direct. Otherwise, it will not work. Your eyes reflect everything the other way. And then the brain kind of turn it around is to tell you that everything in this life has to go through contraction, through tzimtzumim. We are all mitzumtzumim. We're all going to tzimtzumim, tzimtzumim. We're going to so much contraction that what we are experiencing is a memory of what the light is all about. So, כל השינויים הללו מקבלים אלפים מידתם דיין מידת הרצון לקבל שבהם קבוע. So, באמור תבין, מה שאמר הרב, המשיך מן אור אינסף קו אחד. Now, what happened after the contraction? We don't receive a lot of light. Because why? Who want to tell me why? Let me see if I put my glasses, then I know who's with me on that. So, why? You're right. Not our, let's talk about the vessel. What happened to the vessel that now the desire is small? It's true, you answer the right answer. But why? It's very important that we understand it. Why? Go to your note. I don't mind it. Until we get it. Why the Ari and Rav Ashlag said that now the container, the vessel, is drawing not a lot of light, a very little amount of light. Why is that now, after the contraction, that take a place? Based on what we talk. What's come to your mind?
The vessel of the desire is so small, it fills up right away. It doesn't take much time.
We don't talk about fill up. You start well, but don't talk about fill up yet.
But the desire is made of light.
What?
The container is made out of the light.
Yes, but why now it receives less light than it was before the contraction?
Is it because of the line?
No, now we're talking about the line. Now we will talk about the line. The amount of light is called line.
We don't want it.
Huh?
We said we don't want it.
Does it go to the first stage?
Huh?
No.
Okay, I'm happy it's not clear. I'm happy, so I'm going to repeat it, yes?
I think if the desire is small, it takes very little to have satisfaction.
Yeah, that's what Yvette was saying. But I'm not talking about satisfaction yet. I'm talking about, remember what I said, the Prina Dalet, the fourth phase, the Nekudaim Tzai, the middle point, did Tzimtzum, contraction, remember? What was the main essence of the vessel, the main essence of the container? The Prina Dalet, the desire, which is the fourth level. The fourth level is the strongest desire. You take that away, what left? Maybe 1% of desire, because stage one, stage two, and stage three of the desire, it's almost no desire at all. The only one that has the strongest desire is Malchut. The only one that has the strongest desire is the middle point. The only one who has the strongest desire is the Prinah Dalet, is the fourth phase. You got to remember that, guys. The main engine of the entire vessel is the middle point. And I will repeat it till we finish here, because we need to stay with that. This is have to stay with our mind. Because I'm not teaching you wisdom, I'm teaching you language.
So
tonight is language, yes. Because he said, I don't want it. The only part that say in the vessel, I don't want it, was Malchut of Ein Sof. Because the desire is divided to four. There is four categories to the desire. There is desire level one. The light tell me to receive it, I receive it. There's almost no desire there, nothing. Bina, I wanted to share. It's a nice idea, but it's not a big desire. Third level, I'm sharing. There's not a lot of desire there. So, the fourth one, I want it all. That's a desire. So the Tzimtzum only took a place on that level. Is that clear now?
Yeah.
Only on that level. So now, what is the container? How is this container, how is this desire or vessel, if you want to call it, will draw light? It can only draw light through the first three levels. Fashtei, understood that? Kafish, Tiendo, Fahame, what other language we got there? How is it in Russian? Panimashti, panimash. Is that clear? It's very, very important. Now the vessel can only draw light through the first three levels, which are not strong desire. The fourth level was the strongest desire. Yes?
Yes.
I will repeat it again. Make sure we're clear. The strongest desire within the vessel called Pchina Dalet, called middle point, called four phases, called Malchut, whatever name you want to give it, doesn't matter, but that's what it is, is the strongest desire. So the Tzimtzum, the contraction, had to happen only on that level. Exactly. But the three other levels, they're still receiving light. Because there is no desire, there is no point for Tzimtzum. Tzimtzum, the contraction, only took a place wherever there is the strongest desire. Yes? Yes, you're making a face like you don't know where I'm going with it. You with me?
Yes.
Can you repeat it?
The fourth phase, it can only happen in the fourth phase because that's the most desire.
Yes.
And the upper three is always getting light, so it doesn't mean...
Not always getting light because they are not strong desire. So there is no reason for Tzimtzum. There's no reason for contraction, so they're still drawing light. But they're drawing a light with a dropper. Like almost nothing. But that's it. That's what exists. And I'm getting into the line in a second. How is that going
to... What was supposed to be the right answer to your question? Why the vessel is receiving only so much light?
Because the fourth level, which was the strongest desire, say, I don't want it. Again? The fourth level, remember there's...
I thought you was asked the question after this already happened. First stage, the vessel said, I don't want anything. Then I thought you asked, what happens next? Why the... vessel is not receiving.
Yes, that's what I meant. So why is the vessel not receiving?
Yes.
Because, let me go to stages, okay? It's very important. No. If you ask it, that's when people think about it. There is four levels how we build a desire. First level of desire is called Chochmah. I have no attention to receive, but the light told me to receive. That's first level. Second level is called Binah. I want to share. Third level, I'm sharing. Fourth level, I want it all. So far, so good?
Yes.
That's called building of a desire. Good. Or building of the vessel. Now, after that was built, that system was built, Malchut of En Sof, the fourth level, say, I want to become like the light. I want to become like the creator. How can you become like the creator? The creator has no desire. Okay, I'm giving away my desire.
So I want it all, but I'm giving away the desire.
I'm giving away my desire. But the rules are, if you give away your desire, you're not going to receive anything. So where is the Tzimtzum took a place? Where is giving away the desire happen? Only in the fourth level.
Yes.
That's it.
So how do you receive?
Huh?
So how are you going to receive?
You receive only through the three level.
But if
you
receive through the three level, we receive very little.
Very little. So we're going to talk about it now. That's our next understanding. Very good. Now you're good. That's your question show understanding now. Your question show a lot of understanding. Make me really happy. Really happy. In the back, okay there? Jose, okay? Okay, very good. Very good. Very good. Your question show understanding. Now, that type of receiving, that's what Rav Ashlag Ra'ari is telling us. Imshich min or en sof kav echad. Pirusho asher makom achalal batzvon dayin lo kishel itroken me or en sof. Hine hu atzman garam lamshachat hakav me or en sof. מסיבת המיעוט שמתחדש ברצון לקבל שבו. כשהוא מידת קבלתו אתה, אחר צמצום הבחינה דלת שלו, מכונה בשם קו. What happened? Now, the amount of desire is very small. If the amount of the desire is very small, we no longer receive a lot. So we receive something we call line. You have to remember that word, line. L-I-N-E. Line of light. Before that, we receive circular light. Which means it was everywhere. It was fulfilled everything. But now, the desire is so small, the amount is line. We're going to explain the line in a second. כשיעור מידת קבלתו אתה מאחר צמצום מבחינת דלת שלו, מכונה בשם קו. דהיינו בערך קבלתו הקודם מבחינת דלת שמילא את המקום כולו, אבל אתה שאין לה רצון לקבל הגדול הזה, אלא רק ג' מבחינות הרצון הקודמות, אשר הרצון לקבל קלוש בהן כנל. נבחן, הוא לטרנסלט את. נבחן כמו שהכלי הוא אינו מקבל יותר מאור אין סוף, אלא קו אחד של אור. What happened? Now, the desire is not strong. So, the light can only give you based on your desire. If the desire is only from the three level, that's the only way you can receive the light. You can receive the light with a straw if you want, with a little bit of very thin and a little bit of drop going to the straw, because that's the desire that you want. The light cannot give you more than you want. You got to remember that. More than you want, it's an illusion. Don't believe in that. You can only receive in life what you want. You know? And be careful. You know, some people wish for themselves something that will never happen to them. That's also a desire. Some people say, I wish I will never meet the wrong man. I wish I will never meet the wrong woman. That's a desire too. Now what you do? You're activating desire, meeting the wrong people. Doesn't matter if you say negative or positive, you're activating a force. So you got to be careful. This is a side note, just an example, okay? The idea is there is a kav. So before that, everything was receiving ultimate. It was fulfilling everything. The light was fulfilling every desire that exists. Now, the vessel say no. No, I don't want it. So there is some light that go through because there is still some desire for the light to come in. Where does the desire come from? First phase, second phase, and third phase. How much desire do they really have? Almost nothing. But there is something going on there. There is a little bit of something going on. So you continue. נבחן כמו שהכלי הוא אינו מקבל יותר מהרסוף, אלא קו אחד של אור, וכל מקום הכלי נשאר רק פנוי מאור. כי אין האור הדק הזה שמקבל אתה מספיק למלות את כל מקומו של הכלי. שזה עלה לו מחמת חיסרון, בבחינה דלת שמעטה אותו כנל. It seemed like, he used the word it seemed like, that the vessel cannot be fulfilled now like it was before. Because now there is no desire. So the amount of light that coming in is very small amount that can never fill up the void that been created after the Tzimtzum. Because the void that been created after the Tzimtzum, by you saying no to the light automatically, because in spirituality there is no such a thing that it take time, nothing take time. You say no, no. It closed right away. And then what's left is the little bit of light coming through the other three engine. מחמת חיסרון לבחינת דלת שמעטה אותו כנל. ונתבהר אשר האוהל העליון לא נפסק כלל מסיבת הצמצום. The light never stop pushing. The light still want to give the same amount. You asking for $5 million, the light want to give you $5 billion. You said, no, 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 please, $5 million, I got to stop. The light will not stop. It will still knock on your door. Knock, knock, knock. Knock until it breaks the door. We're going to explain it later, how the light breaks the door to a person. But you sit down. I can't do it. וכן לא נשתנה כלל שימשיך האור בבחינת קו אחד, אלא כל השינוי הגדול זה נעשה בסביבת כלי הקבלה שנתמעטו, אשר אתה לא יוכלו לקבל מאור אינסוף, אלא שהוא קטן מאוד הנקרא קו. And that's why we can only receive little bit of light that we call it קו. We call it line. דהיינו לפי מידת רצונו, כי לא ירצה יותר מהמידה ההיא והבן היטב. Because the vessel cannot want more than it is desire. Now we need to understand it. We're not supposed to show picture here, as Rav Ashtag and Dari tell us not to show picture, but just a little bit to help the brain. It's, you can swim in the ocean and you're surrounded by water everywhere. And now you can take a glass of water with a straw and drink a little bit. So now, both of them are water. But here you receive, based on your desire or capability to take water into your mouth, and there is endless amount of water. There is always endless amount of water, but we are experiencing it differently. It's very important to understand because nothing really changed. So sometimes we're going through a tough time in life. Everybody has a tough moment. Tough moment in a relationship. God forbid, tough moment in the health. Tough moment in business. And it seemed like, well, what's going on here? And people look at the sky, well, hey, what's going on? And God looked back, but we never see this face. What do you mean, what's going on? Open the door, I bring it. Open the door. Now, the open the door has a different point of view. What is open the door? Have a desire. Have a desire. Have a desire. What does a desire look like? Some people are criminal, right? We think criminals have a strong desire. They don't. They don't. What is a strong desire? Strong desire is wanted. You want it all. You don't want just to rob the bank or to steal this car or to fool somebody. That's a small thing. compared to what the Creator want to give you. That's what we call sin or crime or avera, whatever you want to call it. It means that you want less. That's the crime. The crime you want compared to what the Creator want to give you is way less than what the Creator want to give you. That's the bottom line. Why people commit a crime? They commit a crime because they want that. I want that. You ever go with the kids to a toy store? This. You know what I used to do to my kids? I teach you that, right? I took my kids when they were young to a toy store. And said, I want this. This, it's not enough. And they look, it's funny. They went, what do you mean not enough? I want you to take way more than what you're thinking. Really? And they're very confused. And they start running. It's very funny to watch. Start running. That's not enough. As Debbie will tell you that. That's not enough. This is ridiculous. This is not a desire. And it's working. You try it. It's always like people look weird at you when you say you don't want enough. But the truth of the essence is, like when you talk at tzaddik, a righteous person, what does a righteous person want? He wants it all. He wants the immortality will take a place, right? There's three things that will happen before the end of time. Immortality, right? Building of the temple and the coming of the Messiah. That's a big vessel. That's I want it. If you tell me what I want it. Don't you want to live forever? Nobody even think about it, triat ametim. Nobody even think about immortality. Who think about immortality? People want, mortality, let me find my soulmate immortality. Forget about it. And just let me another day. But there's a small desire. That's the crime. That's the sin. That's when we commit a crime. We want too less. That's when we commit a crime. If you want big, you will not commit a crime because it will look too little for you. Everything you do will look too little. It's too small. Why are you stealing $5? Why are you even stealing $5 billion? I meet all type of people in my life, you know, like every type of personality. So these two people that I met, and I never understood how I end up in that. So I had a connecting flight through Paris to come here, and conversation. And you have nothing to do. There is delay. There is snowstorm. So you're sitting there, and you look at yourself. You did around the airport. Nothing. And then there is somebody sitting next to you, so you have a conversation. Weird, but weird conversation. Like I didn't open the conversation. You open now. Why are you? You know, chocolate. What do you do for a living? I said, I can't tell you. I said, that's interesting. That's going to keep me going for 2 more hours. I said, what do you mean? Well, what is that? Now I really want to know, right? What do you do? Then, say, I'm a teacher. I teach a little bit Kabbalah, a little bit spirituality, you know. So he felt comfortable with me, and he opened up. And I said, well, I'm doing something not so legal. I said, you're killing people? He said, no. I said, okay, that's good. Okay, let's move that. I said, how far did it go? I said, well, I'm somehow make money disappear. So what does that mean, make money disappear? How can people make money disappear? I said, well, money can go into an account and move to another account, an account, an account, until it's gone. You heard about things like this? Gone. No. Gone with the wind. Wow. Gone with the wind. He's a French dude, actually grew up in Africa somewhere. I said, wow. And the guy is very intelligent, smart, suit, tie, everything to the top. And he said to me, I'm sorry, I told you this. I start talking to him. I said, you know, what if what you're stealing is 1% of what you can make? Would you still steal? So he looked at me, was very confused. So what do you mean? So why are you doing that? Are you doing it for the money? Are you doing it for the fun? Are you doing it for the pride? So I do it for the pride. So wow, not even for the money. I said, no. So we are a group of people. It's in Hong Kong, in Moscow, in Berlin, and in Israel, in Africa, in the United States, in Australia, everywhere. And it's a group of people, and they compete who can do it better with the cheating, in a way. It's not even about money. So what's driving that individual is pride. What he can, if he can be more proud of what he's about to do, if we teach him a better way. Of course, people don't believe in themselves that they are capable to achieve more. That's called a crime. So the essence of crime, according to the Zohar, according to Kabbalah, according to the Ari, Rav Ashlag, is not that the person wants more, the person wants less. That's the funny part. the essence of the entire crime, person want less compared to what the creator want to give him. Creator want to give you more. Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? I'm about to give you something. If you look, where is the best example? The snake. The serpent in the Garden of Eden. What is the serpent telling Adam and Eve? He's telling them, I want to introduce you to the tree of knowledge. If the snake is so smart, introduce them to the tree of life so they will live forever. And if they live forever, then he gives them the tree of knowledge. But the tree of knowledge, he introduces them to the tree of death, the tree of knowledge. It was less than where they were in that point. They were higher than the tree of knowledge, higher. So when he told them, he didn't lie. Say, if you eat from the tree of knowledge, you will know what? Good from bad, bad from good. That's what he promised them. He didn't lie. But knowing good from bad, bad from good is a lower level. They were in a place that good and bad not exist. Good was bad, bad was good. So he never lied. But the presentation was in a way a temptation, like he's giving them something. He gave them less than what they have. That was the trick. That's what we're doing here, by the way. All of us keep correcting that level to go back to what we lost in the Garden of Eden. And that's a very important. So the snake comes to you every day, by the way. Every day, all of us. All of us being seduced by the snake every day to get a worse deal than a good deal. Always before a good deal is coming, a bad deal has to approach you. Always something smaller will come to you before something bigger. And that's why the tzimtzum is so beautiful. The restriction is so beautiful. If you're capable to say no to what you really want now, and you're able to say, you know what, I'm going to skip, then you're going to have a bigger opportunity. The only problem, you don't know if the bigger opportunity is before a giant opportunity, or that's the end of the test. That's the only trick. Okay, $5 million knock on my door. Sorry, not right now. Then another gentleman come and say, Liao, $25 million. I think I passed the test. Let me grab that. You don't believe that after 25, there is a guy with $500 million coming. He says, I don't think that I will be okay with 25. That's why people buy lottery. That's why people do what they do. That's why, you know, the whole essence of our thinking is small. Small compared to what the Creator want to give us. And, of course, the awakening to think big. To think big. My teacher, may he rest in peace, used to think big. Big, all the time big. Never small. Never small. I remember when I was young, I was going to teach. So a group of investors in New York invited me to teach them. I was very young, 20, 25, 26. So I was very nervous, shaking. So my master called me and said, why are you afraid? I said, I'm nervous. I'm going to teach those people from Forbes magazine and the top people. And I'm still young. I'm still studying. I don't know. Say, listen, I will tell you something. If you go there and you feel that they are better than you, don't go. So why? So because if you think somebody is better than you, then you receive from them. But if you think you can give them something, then you are sharing. It's a very important concept that I study. It's not about better from an ego point of view. I want to make sure it's clear. Better from a point that you have something to give them, not that they have something to give you. You can meet the president, you can meet a famous person you like, and you get very nervous because you think you can get something from them. You don't get nervous if you are the one who's giving them something. So everything changes once you change the point of view. Am I a giver or receiving in this meeting? If I'm a receiver in this meeting, you should get nervous because it's not right. You come to use somebody. You're going into a business deal, you try to think just how much money you're going to get from them. You have to think what you're going to give them. Like somebody asked me today about real estate and manipulation in real estate. Tough question. Can I manipulate a little bit people in real estate? So what is manipulation? It's a very big word. What is manipulation? Is it lying? I said, no, it's not lying. It's just presentation of the idea. I said, okay. I said, listen, if you look at Abraham, when Abraham in the Bible bought the piece of land from Ephron, if you read the section of the Zohar, what the Zohar say about it, the Zohar said, Avram didn't tell Ephron that this land worth gold mine and is the most important piece of land in Israel. If he would tell him that, he would never sell him the piece of land. But he never told him. Is this manipulation? The Zohar said, well, kol davar mitgalel le'be'alav. everything revealed to his owner. Meaning, you will only value it if it belonged to you. Ephron didn't think it's worth anything. You understand? So manipulation, or whatever you want to call it, or desire, is not about like you're doing things in a way that you need to become a sharing. So if you have a beautiful jacket that costs $20,000, you think that's the price. That's not manipulation. That's what you want to sell it for. You believe the quality of this jacket, $20,000. Then the person who pay you. But you cannot come and sell him the jacket because you want his money. You want to sell him the jacket because you think that's the best thing for him. Okay? You have to come always from an aspect of sharing. Okay. Should we stop here or should we continue? How is your brain doing? Let's do question and answer then. I see your brain already like, what's going on here tonight? So let's do some 5 minutes question and answer. So at least I check your level. I see where you are. I see how you're doing. Anybody's totally lost? Like said, what happened to me? I don't know. I need the Advil or something. My God, help us all. Again, I want to make sure it's clear. I don't want to upset you, but we're talking here about the endless. So the stages are only related to the endless. So where we are, just to make sure the picture is clear, remember the tzimtzum that we talk about? The tzimtzum, later on, we're going to study, create a veil. It's called a curtain, masach. Below the masach, 100 step down, that's where we are now. So we are receiving some dust and memory of the light. Because of the curtain, don't let the light to get in.
So we're the Malchut of the Malchut.
Yes, we're Malchut and Malchut. And is the most dirty place and the most important place. So when we behave spiritually at this level, it's already a miracle. Every person who want to share, let's say you want to share, you want to be kind, it's considered already amazing. Without ego, of course, because a lot of us want to share and we want the other person to remember I share. That's the problem. But to be able to be kind, to be able to say, how are you? How are you doing? You know? That's where we are. So we are in that level. Now, can we climb from one level to another in desire? Yes. We have four of them in us. But mostly, you know, it's in the soul we're talking about. The body, we will study later, comes from the dark side. The body has a desire which is called the selfish desire. Because the original desire is a desire that was built in us so we can receive the blessing from the Creator. So the original desire is pure. What the desire become later on is a desire to receive for oneself alone. We are no longer receiving because God wants to give us. We are receiving because we want. And the way to correct it, as the Kabbalists explain, is through study of the Torah and the doing of the mitzvot. People many times think that the mitzvot or the Torah is for the intellectual study, but it's not. It's purification of the vessel to make sure that we receive now because the Creator want to give me. Not we receive because I want. See, if I want something, I cannot just want it. I want to want it because God want to give it to me. That's the ultimate goal of the creation. So everything you want somebody to be soulmate or a car or a watch, I want it because I know God want to give it to me. But if I want it, because I don't have it or because I want it, that's come from the body consciousness. I want it because God want to give it to me, come from the soul consciousness. Very, very important. Very important, like, to make that different. And now I hope you're going to listen to that class online on the audio or on the video again and again. And try to listen to my lecture on the website on vitaltransformation.org. Always from beginning and then take some question, put some question. I'll be more than happy to answer that. Yosef, are we doing that okay? You're good? Yosef is always good. All right, guys. God bless you. Thank you so much for coming.